الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to hadith number 95 from this blessed book عمدة الأحكام, and who will read it to us? Yes, Abdul Rahman.
Narrated Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Be straight in the prostrations, and none of you should put his forearms on the ground during prostrations like a dog."
This hadith we've spoke about before, about the format, how to offer prostration. And the Prophet says here in this hadith that you should straight in prostrations, meaning that you should not prostrate like a dog or like a beast in putting your elbows on the ground. This is haram, this is forbidden. You should spread your arms away from your body. However, we also pointed out that if you're praying in congregation, spreading out your hands would harm the people next to you. Is that true? Is it true?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to be careful not to harm the people next to us, in the sense that the Prophet says, when they complained to the Prophet that everybody is trying to spread his arms away from his body, some people have big arms and some people are thin and miskeen, so they're being harmed by those strong people. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, use your thighs, meaning if it's too tight, get it in, but don't put it on the floor, put it on your thighs so that you would not harm the other Muslims. And in the hadith, we learn that it is not permissible to imitate the animals. And there are a lot of hadiths, but this is not the time to mention it. But what comes to my mind now, the Prophet forbade us from putting our arms like the dogs. And he forbade us from sitting like the dogs and the beast, and the lion, which is erecting your feet and sitting on them. The Prophet forbade us, alayhi salam, from picking the seeds from the floor like the birds do, like the hen or like the crow or like the rooster does. And this is for not prostrating in a quick manner. A lot of the Muslims, when they pray, they just do this. And the Prophet said, don't pray like the picking of the rooster when he does from the ground, picking the seeds. The Prophet also forbade us from looking around in prayer like a fox. And people, when they pray, some of them do this. And as an imam, after I finish my prayer, some people have a rak'ah or two to complete. So usually, as I'm doing tasbih, I look at the faces of the people. So many times, I see people on the far end of the masjid doing this, looking at me. And I stare at them, and they stare, and then they do this, and then they go back again, you know, sneaking. Am I looking or not? And they go back again. What kind of prayer is this? I see people, when they complete their prayer, they're like the AWACS, the radars. They're doing this, watching everybody's going, watching everybody moving. And this prayer is not perfect at all. It shows that it has no soul. The khushu' has gone, because he's not praying for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's watching, he's happy, playing, watching the clock, watching the chandeliers, and maybe he's thinking of whether, if he's a painter, the masjid needs a new coat of paint, etc. So all of this is not permissible. And also, the Prophet forbade us, alayhi salatu wasalam, from removing our hands like the tails of horses. This is some people do when they offer salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Some people do assalam when they finish tashahud. They tap 4 or 5 times on their knees as if they're surrendering. Khalas, I'm finished. What is this? He said, I finished tashahud. Who are you telling? You're telling me and the one next to you that I'm finished my tashahud? And why do you do this when you make salam? Is it traffic light signaling in your car? I'm going to the right. And if you're stopping for emergency, you do this, flasher. So all of this is not part of the Sunnah. The Prophet told us not to do this, not to imitate the animals while we are praying. We move on to Hadith 96, and it's a long hadith that would probably take a long time for us to go through. Maybe we can be lucky and finish it in this segment, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the mosque, and a person also entered therein and offered prayer, and then came and paid salutation to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned his salutation and said, go back and pray, for you have not offered the prayer. He again prayed as he had prayed before, and came to the Apostle of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saluted him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned the salutation and said, go back and say prayer, for you have not offered the prayer. This act of repeating the prayer was done 3 times. Upon this, the person said, by him who has sent you with the truth, whatever better I can do than this, please teach me. He, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, when you get up to pray, recite takbir, and then recite whatever you conveniently can from the Quran. Then bow down and remain quietly in that position. Then raise yourself and stand erect. Then prostrate yourself and remain quietly in that attitude. Then raise yourself and sit quietly and do that throughout all your prayers. Muslim.
Jazakallah khair. In this hadith, there is a longer version, of course, but this is one of the versions that the author chose to put in his book. This hadith is known as the hadith of the person who does not know how to pray. And it includes mentioning the pillars of the prayer. The man came in and prayed 2 rak'ahs and came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Assalamu alaikum. And the Prophet said, Wa alaikum assalam. Go and pray because you did not pray. So the man went and prayed again. And he came and gave salam. And the Prophet said, Wa alaikum assalam. Go and pray, you did not pray. The third time, the Prophet told him, go and pray, you did not pray. Said the man, by Allah, I do not know how to pray except what you had seen. So teach me. And the Prophet taught him, ﷺ, as we will come to learn, inshallah. Among the benefits from this hadith is, one, that it is permissible to delay teaching the one in need to be taught if I want to prepare him. What does that mean? There is a rule used in fiqh that you cannot postpone informing the verdict or the ruling when the time is needed. So, for example, if the Prophet sees something, السلام, and he does not speak about it except after a day or two, scholars say that this is not permissible. He has to speak on the spot. Otherwise, this is an evidence that it is permissible, what they had done. And you cannot delay. If I see something that is wrong and someone needs to be taught, I have to teach him. And they give an example. When the Prophet والسلام, was approached by a nomad, Arabi, a Bedouin, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, teach me night prayer. What did the Prophet say, والسلام? Salatul layli mathna mathna. The prayer of night is 2 rak'ahs, 2 rak'ahs, and if you fear fajr, pray 1 rak'ah as witr. A well-known hadith, right? The issue is, there are some scholars who say that it is not permissible to pray more than 11 rak'ahs. Why? Because of the hadith of Mother Aisha. I'm talking about night prayer, huh? Because of the hadith of Mother Aisha in Sahih al-Imam Muslim, when she was asked, how did the Prophet ﷺ used to pray in Ramadan? How many rak'ahs? She said, by Allah, he did not increase more than 11 rak'ahs, neither in Ramadan nor elsewhere. So some scholars say that this is mandatory, that you do not increase more than 11 rak'ah. Is what they had said true or not? This is what we will continue to discuss, inshallah. Just after the break, so stay tuned.